The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Suggested from Justin in Middleton, as we were just talking about TV shows. And Joshy was saying he's reading more now because during the football season, he's just locked into football all the time. Tough to watch Brewers games. Joshy, why don't you watch Ashton Chicago White Sox, who are 26-81?
Rather watch paint dry.
Just, you know, just a shot at our executive producer, Ashton Rotman.
Not to spend time, is that like one of the worst records in like modern baseball history?
I believe I saw they are the first or one of a very few teams that have had two 14-game losing streaks in the same season.
That's wow.
Impressive. I'm not even mad. That's amazing. Jordan Love, big-time contract. He signed on Friday, of course, in true Packers fashion. Happens at 8 p.m. on a Friday. If you wanted to hear, go back and listen. Wisconsin On Demand. Great coverage that we had all weekend. Jason Wilde did a great job anchoring everything we had on Friday night. Me and Alex Strofe talked to Adam Schefter on Saturday morning. So go check all of that out at Wisconsin On Demand. But Jordan Love stepped up to the podium himself. And we talked a little bit about this earlier. But the pressure is just different now for Love. The pressure of last year of, okay, proving you can be in this league. Now there's, and you described it not necessarily as pressure, but you know, it's embarrassing if you don't play well when you get this type of contract. So Jordan Love talked about dealing with the pressure in his press conference this weekend.
You know, with the pressure, I think I've always said this. I feel like just being an NFL quarterback, there's always pressure. I mean, you say being a first-round pick, there's pressure. Become the starter, there's pressure. But there's always pressure. And I think that's, you know, part of the job that, you know, we sign up for. You got to find ways to deal with that pressure and handle as best you can to be the best player you can be every day, and be able to show up and kind of block all the noise out, block the pressure out. And that's kind of goes into mental, how you can, you know, handle some of the stuff that's thrown at you, and just try and be at your best every day. But there's always pressure. There's no hiding that. But I don't think this, you know, I've been in some pretty pressure situation, so I think there's always going to be that, but just find a way to navigate through this and handle it as best I can.
Yeah, it's different. It's different, though, you know, because the embarrassment. You think Carson Wentz, after he signed, I mean, he made a lot of money and stinks. He's probably more embarrassed than anything.
I guess it depends upon the type of player you are, but yeah, I would agree with that. But his agent had a post about him, and I guess I just want to read. This is a little bit long, but there's no audio of it because it was a social media post. But his agent, David Mugalata, put this out there. Congrats to the kid, Jordan Love, for setting the standard. He patiently waited his turn behind a legend, is now the highest paid player in NFL history. In an era where every snap counts, Brian Gutekunst, Russ Ball, Mark Murphy, and the entire Packers organization have stepped up and taken care of one of their cornerstone players. I mean, every word when I say, this could not have happened to a better person. You stayed stubborn on the vision and flexible on the details. As a first-round pick, you spent 3 years studying, learning, and growing with no complaints, while others were given the opportunity to play. But last year, when your number was finally called, you showed up and showed out. While others played, you stayed ready so you wouldn't have to get ready, proving all the doubters wrong. Last season, you showed the world you were not just ready, but that you are a bad man. He's answered the bell for literally every challenge he's had to face so far, which is why I have confidence that, yes, this is different. To your point, Chu, this is definitely different. Something he's never had to deal with before, because how could he? It's $55 million per year. It's a $75 million signing bonus that the Packers are paying out in three installments this season. It's different, but he's answered the bell every step along the way, so I have confidence that he's going to be able to answer the bell this time.
Yeah, but you know, no one's going to care if he's a nice guy if he doesn't play bad, right? The nice guy is just fudge on the Sunday.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah. But ultimately, you got to be great. That's what the money's representing, is that you be great.
Yeah, so, and that's AJ Dillon. AJ Dillon's a great guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't live, but has put pressure on himself to try to get a contract and hasn't been able to do it.
Was the pressure of Tua signing too much for the Packers where they had to get this done? Well, or you think it got done regardless?
It's the same agency.
No, I know that.
Reports are they were both done right around the same time, and if you were to look into it, it seems like Love's deal was already kind of done, and they leveraged Tua's against it.
Okay.
To kind of pressure the Dolphins into getting something done.
What does Tua have? Not that we care, but what does Tua have to do? I don't see him as a top 10 quarterback ever.
I mean, but he led the league in passing yards last year. Again, I think that has a lot to do with the wide receivers that he has and the speed that they have, but he just has to continue to do that.
The problem is they had no other option. They clearly want an upgrade over Tua, but their teams win now. So you have to pay the quarterback.
I mean, their only option would have been to try to wait it out. But if Tua decided to do what Love did, and he was kind of doing the same thing, he wasn't participating in 7-on-7 and full team stuff, he was doing individual. If he decided, unless I get a new deal, I'm sitting out.
Which would eventually get
them. Then they basically had to pay him. He forced them into not being able to go, hey, just play out this year. We'll wait and see if Dak becomes available.
I wonder how the locker room is now, 20 something years after I was done. Because a common term in the locker room, like Bakhtiari, for example, we'd be going up to him and say, dude, you're stealing. You're stealing. Right?
Yeah.
His last year.
Well, it's
no fault of his, but I'm just saying how players react to big money guys where you're the highest paid at your position. There's rumble. You go home and sit with your buddies and stuff, and you go, jeez, is this dude stealing?
Sure, but I think you also knew.
But that's another pressure game.
But everybody in the locker room knew that he was going to get this deal.
Everyone knew, yes.
Yeah. Everybody knew, so I don't know if there's going to be any negative.
It's negative, but even the players on the team expect him to play great.
Oh, yeah, and I think that starts with his leadership and showing up and doing it. Yeah, and I don't worry about that at all. But also, when you get $75 million up front.
Yeah.
Guess what people are going to ask?
You're buying.
What? Does Jordan Love have anything big planned for the purchases with the newfound money that he had? He answered that question as well at his press conference.
I don't have anything off the top of my head right now. You know, in camp, we don't get to get out and buy anything. So I'm stuck here. But we'll see. I mean, there will definitely be something down the road. But I don't have my mind on anything right now.
They're asking the wrong person.
Well, the one thing he did say also in his wedding, the cost of the wedding just went up.
Yes. I'm sure there's a new house.
I don't have anything off the top of my head right now. You know, in camp, we don't get to get out and buy anything. So I'm stuck here, but we'll see. I mean, there will definitely be something down the road, but I don't have my mind on anything right now.
You got a wedding to pay for, right?
I do. I'll be, you know, after the season, all that, but.
Where's he live in the off season?
Price went up on the wedding, I guess.
He knows. Oh, he knows. I think he lives in California, right?
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a place out in California.
Yeah. You know what? Good for him. Good for him. I'm more concerned about can he bring it back than the contract.
Sure. That's fair.
Bring what back?
Bring the last nine games back.
Yeah. Oh.
Gonna run it back, bring it back. You know. All the same in Chewy's mind.
I think it's fine. Good for him.
Do we have an answer to this question from Jim in Madison? Overpaid quarterbacks, are they killing player caps? Looking at the closest comparable to player to Tua, I would say neither side got a deal. Over the next 5 years, Love got about $2 million a year more in guaranteed money, $2 million a year more in non-guaranteed than Tua. This is an issue with all teams that have a good quarterback. Notice I said good, not great. But it's up to the rest of the position players to demand a fair share and negotiate max salaries less than 20% of the cap. So, look, this is the dream, Jim. Like, the cap just continues to go up and up and up. And I understand these are astronomical numbers we're talking about. But teams can afford this. Teams plan on affording this. Like, just because the numbers are going... Guess why the numbers for quarterbacks are going up?
Because the cap league's is making going up. So much money.
Because the cap is going up.
Well, you know what? We said the quarterback market in 3 years would be $70 million. The receiver market's going to be $45, $50 million. It's $35, go up with 35 it. Now.
Yeah. Everything else is going to go up with the cap. It's all a percentage of the cap.
Yes.
Everybody thought that not everybody, because I think most teams would have signed up for it, but there was some pearl clutching when Patrick Mahomes got his 10-year, $450 million deal. Guess what?
That was a steal.
And right now it looks like a steal because he's not paid. He is not even in the top 10 in the NFL right now.
Having the opportunity to pay your quarterback 20% of the cap is a luxury.
That's the dream.
Nobody.
That's honestly the dream.
A lot of teams spend decades in search of the guy that they can pay that much money.
Guess what the Bears are hoping for?
Yeah, they want nothing more. Yeah,
absolutely. Quickly.
They want nothing more than in 4 years to pay Caleb Williams $70 million per year.
They
want to
break records.
They are going to bed every night praying to whatever God they believe in.
Yeah.
Hey, please let this guy be good enough that we're paying him $70 million per year in 4 years.
But that's why San Francisco's, their window is, this is their last window.
This is it.
Yes.
And if their window continues, it's just going to have to look different because they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy.
Yeah. No, it'll be a reset for him.
Yeah,
so.
100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, again, that's the dream. You want that. This is a good thing for the Packers. This is what you want as an organization, to draft a quarterback that someday is good enough to become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Jordan Love also said something to the NFL Network that shows why I hate training camp. Why I hate this time of year. Because I don't know how much longer we're going to continue to do this dance. We'll get into that sound. We'll get into Chewy's reaction to that coming up next. But first, a weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but like,
I'm with Gabe here, yeah. I feel more confident in my left hand here just cupping right now other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I caught some flack last week.
Oh boy.
I don't think you were here because it wasn't.
Friday?
Under the weather.
Monday?
On Monday.
That pizza will get you every time.
Yeah, the pizza or, you know, the little Sunday fun day that maybe goes a little too long. But everybody was in celebratory mood. Everybody, oh, we finally made it. Football, it's so great. It's training camp. We all love it. Even though in 3 weeks, everybody's going to be complaining about training camp. Because I said, no, we haven't made it yet. We're still on the destination. This is still a step into where it gets to the football that we actually care about. But here's part of the reason why I hate training camp. Because we get unnecessarily excited about things like this that Jordan Love told the NFL Network.
Oh, man. I mean, the defense right now looks phenomenal. You know, we went against them in OTAs when they were just, you know, it was their first time learning this defense. And you could see, you could tell, you know, it was their first time. And now they've got OTAs, a lot of more reps, and they're flying around out there. They're making a lot of plays. The D-line is coming off the ball, man. They look really good, and I'm excited to see. It just looks a lot different than defenses we've had here in the past, for sure. Mm.
Oh, great. You know? And part of that is, okay, for the last 3 or 4 years, you went up against Joe Barry and his stale defense. Now it's different. Now, you know, training camp for me is I know exactly what I'm doing against our defense on 22-wide stick, 72-extra. It's easy. Now you change it up, and it's like, ooh, okay, now I got to kind of work my way through this here. And that's where they're at right now. That's why the offense takes much longer than the defense.
Isn't the defense usually ahead of the offense at this point in training camp anyways?
Always.
And
because you can't, I don't even know if you can cut today. There's just certain things you can't do and you won't do to guys on your own team where you would do it to opponents.
And it's a drop or it's a liner that plays during the show where you talk about the poop Kool-Aid that we gobbled up.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
Yeah.
I've heard this movie before.
Yes.
And then everybody gets irrationally excited about the defense when let's just, okay. The same thing with Rashawn Gary. Oh, man. Rashawn Gary. Had a couple of sacks in shorts and a helmet.
Yes. I like the style of defense, but like when I was running around against Coos for the sixth year in a row, I would have to take it a half step to maybe a step farther just to get him to bite.
Yeah.
As opposed to going up to the Bears week one.
Sure.
You just have to, because they know. They know your formations. They know your motions. You try to disguise it. But they're not stupid.
And yeah, so the defense is new. Their front look, again, I want the defense to be good, but I feel like I've been through this enough where I am not going to have selective amnesia and pretend that this isn't a story we've heard at a training camp before. Heck, it's gotten to the first week of the season. Am I the only one who remembers in 2019 when Aaron Rodgers declared the Packers had a defense?
No.
And guess what they didn't have that year? A defense!
I know. Well, here's where you're full of crap, and I'll agree with the fans. The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday, and you're watching.
I will not be watching.
You will be watching, because it's the Bears against Houston. So, you want to see how Caleb Williams looks in a uniform.
I will tell you this right now. If Caleb Williams plays, where the Bears have been noncommittal, if Caleb Williams plays, I will try to. I will try to watch.
Are you working Thursday at all after this show?
I've got GKW early, but also then Thursday. So here's another part of the reason why I probably won't watch. Because Thursday is the practice round for the member guest I am playing in Madison. We are teeing off at 3. So I won't get off the golf course until right before the game starts. I don't know if they're going to have it on the TVs in there.
Of course.
I'm going to be enjoying some drinks. I'm not really paying attention to the Hall of Fame game.
I mean, I'll be watching.
Yeah. So will I.
Dying for football for months.
But you could have been watching this football. The football that you're watching, the only difference is going to be the laundry on the field. Because the football that you're going to watch on Thursday, Joshy, is the same level of football you could have been watching with the UFL.
I don't watch the UFL. Won't do it. There's going to be NFL players on the field. Guys who were better.
Maybe there's NFL players.
You don't think
Rome
Odunze is going to be on the field?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. The Bears have been noncommittal. The Texans have already come out and said they are not playing any of their starters.
That's wild.
So none of their starters are playing.
You should probably play Tank Dell. He missed half the season.
Yeah. And
because he was injured.
Yes. I got something possibly controversial to say here. I'm buying what they're selling on the defense.
Man, come on.
Yeah, but he's kind of a toad.
I'm buying it this time around. It's new. There's more talent.
He loves Kool-Aid.
God. How many times has Lucy got to pull the
football?
Josh, you're
not full-blown, but you are...
He's full-blown. He's full-blown.
No.
He's full-blown.
I'm rational.
No.
I'm buying the scheme. I don't know if I'm buying the players.
I didn't buy it the last time with Joe Barry. I'll tell you that much. When you bring in like the linebackers coach and the guy who had failed previously at his defensive chances, I wasn't buying it. This time I'm buying it. Things are coming together finally on the defense.
If I am going to buy it, it's not going to be because the defense is making plays right now. Because guess what? Go back and read every Jason Wilde story from the first week of camp over the last, I promise you, 10 years, and you're going to see some sort of positive defensive story. This is the same thing that happens every year. You can buy into the defense eventually, but don't buy in because they made a couple of plays in the first week of training camp. Especially because for the first 4 practices, it was Sean Clifford at quarterback.
Evan Williams is a player. Javon Bullard's a player. Got McKinney back there.
So where are you putting them for this year? What are you happy with?
I mean,
top 10?
I'm happy with top 12.
Okay. I really thought Josh was going to say, I'm going to be the best defense in the league.
Yeah, no. That's not crazy. There's no Nick Bosa running around out there on the defense. I think the defense is going to be an asset instead of something we're running from. Clenching our butts.
But I'm very concerned about the run.
I'm very concerned about week one and that defense getting torched.
I'm very concerned about the run.
It's going to have to get through week one.
tough matchup week one.
And you guys won't talk me off the ledge of still believing in the defense, even if they have a bad week one. Takes a while.
How many rushing yards would they have to give up? Like, how many rushing yards? If Saquon Barkley's got 214 and then another 55 rushing yards for Jalen Hurts...
Yeah, I think...
See, now they're going to have that same element of surprise that the offense had last year. Because he's not going to show anything in the preseason. He's probably very limited right now. And offenses, the coordinators, especially in the division, are going to go, we don't really have any tape on what he really likes. Because the college game is so much different than the pros.
Yeah.
So there'll be that element of surprise. It's just how aggressive can you be with guys you're unsure about? That's going to be, I mean, are they going to be able to get, what's the safety's name? New guy.
McKinney.
Can they play him the way they want to play him because of the personnel?
The other two safeties that Josh just listed, I mean, you're going to be putting him next to a young safety no matter what.
Yes.
There's not going to be experience next to him.
Yes.
You're playing a rookie next to, or a seventh round pick in Anthony Johnson Jr. from last year. So it's not experience playing next to him. So I don't know if that allows you to be aggressive or not.
Sure. We're just going to have to wait and see. But right now, I would take 12. Would you?
I would take 12, especially if, like the offense last year, they start to find some rhythm toward the back end of the year.
Yeah.
And they start to have that momentum going into the back half of the season.
Yeah, I still think it's going to take time.
Oh, well, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Just like the offense.
Well, especially because, and maybe you'll try to do some different things if you have one of these joint practices shut down to the media. But if, especially when you're not able to show anything in the preseason and you're not, it's just different, right? Like, oh, okay, you're trying to play a conservative so you don't show anything, but then now you're running things that you haven't run in games before.
Yeah.
And that can lead to
bad
things.
Will you watch more? Because they're going to have it on in their game. In the clubhouse. Will you watch more of Thursday night's game or family night?
I won't be watching family night.
Because you're working?
Yeah, because it's also the same night. We're doing a special GKW after SummerSlam.
Okay, Josh, you. Please tell me you're not a family night, Tony. Just tell me you're not a family night.
I typically do not watch it. If I'm in front of a TV at the bar or something and it's on, well, I'll peek.
It's so hard to like know what's going on because now it's
hard to follow.
I remember we went when I was a kid once when it was still like a scrimmage, and I remember like Doug Peterson had like a funny run where because he couldn't be touched, and he ended up running like 35, 40 yards for a touchdown. It was hilarious, but outside of that, like it was an actual game, like it was competitive, and if you were watching on TV, you could follow it. But now it's just a bunch of talking heads talking over the different drills they're doing in practice because it's just a practice inside Lambeau. That's all it is. It's not a full-on scrimmage like you guys
practice.
Used to have.
Yeah, it's feel good.
Yeah, the most exciting is the
kicking,
basket
probably.
Throws at the end.
Or the basket throws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those will get you going.
Yeah, so there's not much you can glean from family night.
No.
Because did they even have shoulder pads on in that practice?
I don't remember specifically.
Wow.
I just remember them like having trouble tracking what was actually happening.
Oh yeah,
like the cameras were everywhere.
Yeah, because there's so much going on, like you don't know what to focus on and
you think I complain a lot? You should have listened to old number 52 this weekend.
Are you hanging out with Frankie?
And how soft it is. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, Frankie's in town.
You want to give us a taste of what he was saying?
Let me tell you what, Shamar. These guys making the money, geez, what a joke. They don't even practice for crying out loud. Look at them. They're a bunch of bleeps, bleep, bleep.
Does anybody ever say, like, we're really becoming those guys?
Yes, we totally are.
Well, like, because I'm sure the guys from the 60s
said the same thing about us. So we had a private dinner for like 18 of us.
Yeah.
And me and Frank just held court telling the stories when he told Holmgren to bleep off. Out. Yeah. That was fun.
Like, you guys took water breaks. I'm sure the guys from the 60s thought you were soft.
Yeah, they took salt pills.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys wear helmets. They didn't.
Good point. Yeah, I fully admit that I'm get off my lawn, old man.
Sure.
Yeah. You can't help it.
Well, I mean.
But we are true. It is true, though, right?
I mean, you guys went through 2-a-days, sometimes 3-a-days.
Yeah.
Full pads.
Sure.
It is a lighter workload in training camp now versus then. But also, maybe they learned something about durability.
Yeah.
I feel like Chewy looked forward to being able to be get off my lawn. Like, he had about a 15-year period where he's like, I can't wait to say.
I was get off my lawn when I was 28 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't think he was looking forward. He wasn't looking forward to anything for 15 years. He just immediately became that guy upon retirement.
You know how many training camps I'd sit there and this is my last one. I'm retired. You've only played 4 years. Yeah, but I'm done. Everyone does. Let me tell you what. And my son, who's in the biz now, all you do is bitch. That's it. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Which is great. It's fun. Everyone loves to every now and then,
you might
right?
mean getting it off your chest, sure. And I got to imagine that the locker room after a long day of practice.
Do you think they do it now?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Wow.
You're telling me, I mean, yeah, I bet the same, I bet Bart Starr was saying the same thing about you.
We gonna wear helmets today? Jeez.
That Ray Nitschke was doing the same thing with you guys.
I'm sure he was.
Sitting around with Dave Robinson.
Yeah.
You believe these guys today?
Remember when Gatorade.
You kind of revel in it, though, when you're in it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I don't doubt that. For a second. Speaking of something that probably is going to drive Chewy nuts, there is a premier college coach who apparently told his kids to do something that I doubt that Holmgren told Chewy and his team to try to get ready for opponents. But I want to tell you about the Wisconsin Country Club. It is where I belong. If you are looking for a great private club experience, the Wisconsin Country Club's the place to go. I love it because it is a great, beautiful course that's very challenging, very well maintained. The practice area is fantastic. So I love it because of the golf. But maybe you're somebody with a family and you like to play pickleball or tennis. They have a great pool as well. They have themed Sunday fun days at the pool, glow weekend, all next weekend with both golfing and at the pool. So great little different theme nights that they do to keep the kids entertained. If you want to know more, stop by this Thursday. There's an open house going on August 1st from 4 until 6:30 with the Wisconsin Country Club. It's on Good Hope Road. So check it out and experience what I've experienced and come join me at the Wisconsin Country Club.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to. Ernie, does it ever?
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jim texts us, 800-990-3776, wanting some more details on this Jordan Love contract, saying, please explain the 2024 contract. New four-year contract starts in 25, ends in 28. How does the $12 million contract Love signed in May of 23 enter the equation? Thanks, Jim B. So basically, they're taking this year, they guaranteed his entire base of $3.5 million. He had a workout bonus in there as well. But basically, what they're able to do by making it, by tacking on those 4 years to this year, is they're able to spread out the signing bonus over all 5 years. And when you're getting $75 million in a signing bonus, you want to be able to spread that out as many years against the cap as you possibly can.
So is it five from now that it's $75 million cap hit,
in
or
20,
four?
In 2028. So four. That will be going into the fifth year of the deal. Because 2024, 25, 26, 27. Are the
so
first
that'll
4 years.
Have to be reworked.
Yeah, either Jordan Love will no longer be a Packer then, or he'll assign another extension at that point because he won't pay or won't play, you know, for that amount of money.
Which might change because they're going to need to redo contracts and move money around, and my guess is Love will be the first one they call.
They always figure it out. Always do. So at Big Ten Media Days last week, Jack Sawyer, defensive end from Ohio State, on CBS Sports, apparently said into a microphone that Ryan Day has told his team to play the new college football video game, NCAA 25, to help learn opponents. I'm assuming Holmgren never told you guys to go home and play Madden and learn the Chicago Bears.
No.
This seems kind of crazy, doesn't it? This is a little insane. Because now you're relying on the rating system of the fine folks at EA Sports to be, this is how good, like, this is a little insane, right? Like, I understand, like, kids playing the game and understanding, this is who these guys are, and kind of becoming more accustomed by playing video games. When you're actually in it, when you're actually in the sport of college football at this high of a level, this seems a little crazy to me.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they are they plugging in actually Ohio State's defense or their, say, Michigan's defense.
Yes. The playbooks are accurate.
They are.
Yes.
Then I would probably tell them to. Certainly
how
quarterback.
How much is that helping, though?
Yeah, it's not. You know?
That's my point, I guess.
I think there is a
I mean, if anything, the coaches should play the video games because they're the ones calling the plays.
I think there is a value for some of these kids because, like, you got kids coming from all over the country who have never really even seen, like, what a Penn State offense looks like mm-hmm. or even some of the, like, a Maryland. I think there is some value in just kind of figuring out, oh, they run a 3-3-5. I didn't know that. That's interesting. I think there's also they're all going to be playing it regardless because they got a free copy for being in the game, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So tell them to you take a critical eye instead of just playing the game and doing Road to Glory.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to play the game.
Do you guys have it?
I do not.
No.
I do not.
I don't.
Will you get it?
Probably not. I haven't. My video game playing has gone down pretty significantly over the last, I'd say, 5 years-ish, 4 years.
Yeah. I haven't turned on a system in, like, 6 years.
Like, the last time you would have probably, I mean, you were in that Madden League we had with a couple of buddies uh-huh. that we were playing, like, during the pandemic. So, yeah, like, 4 years ago,
I don't
maybe?
Think I was in that one, though.
You don't think you were in that one?
No. I did, in the pandemic, I did play the golf game when it came back out.
So oh, yeah. Can they use these kids' names 2K? Now
oh, yeah.
in the
oh,
games
yeah.
and stuff
so
like that?
It was up to you whether or not you wanted to sign a contract. I believe you got $600 and a free copy of the game.
Okay.
If you wanted to be in the game.
So what if the quarterback didn't want to be in the game? He's not doing it for $600. The quarterback at Ohio State?
Well, I think he did. So he did? Arch Manning was going to not do it
mm-hmm.
and then last minute decided to opt in.
To do it.
Yeah. But otherwise, it'd just be like it was before. It'd be QB, whatever number.
Yeah, it seems like his deal included some sort of advertising, too. So it wasn't just the 600.
So, yeah.
And some players got more than that for sure. being part of the marketing deal for whatever. But the base that you got for any player was $600. Because they can't give out $1 million to every kid. Otherwise, the game doesn't make money. And what's the point of doing it? So while the $600 does seem low, then you think about all the kids who play college football who could opt into this, like $600. It adds up pretty quick across the country.
Yeah.
Plus a free copy of the game.
Yeah, who knows? Couldn't hurt. The problem is whoever, you know, if he's a tight end, he's going to want the ball 10 times in the game. So I don't know how much he's really going to see. Right?
That's the last thing you want if you're an offensive coordinator. Hey, coach.
Yeah.
I was playing as me in the college football game, and this play
really
worked.
I caught 7 of them in one quarter.
They just couldn't stop me, coach. Just couldn't stop me. You got to keep feeding me the ball.
I can't see Ohio State giving Madden their offensive playbook. Or they do it just based upon the film they watch.
Yeah, they don't give it to them. It's just, I mean, things that they're all kind of categorized and generalized. So, like, if you run this style of offense,
yes.
they kind of have a broad scope of what it is. It's not, like, exact plays, but I think it's more like formations, lineups, and, you know, stuff like... Like, if a team is a running team, they'll accentuate that in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not hard to figure out what Navy's playbook
yes.
is.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Triple option, 2 passes off
speed
of it.
Option.
Do they do the same thing in the pro? Madden the pro game?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they? Huh.
Yeah, where again, it gets generalized. So like the McVay tree, Shanahan, LaFleur, Stefanski.
Yeah, it's virtually the same offense.
Yes. Okay.
I don't think I've ever played Madden in my life.
Even though you were 100 rated?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever played.
You didn't play as yourself
no,
as 100 rated?
No, I never had those video games when I played.
You didn't buy an N64?
Uh-uh. Brett had them.
So Brett played as himself.
Yes, but he played golf.
Okay.
That's all he'd do. He had a room dedicated just to his little video playing.
Huh. Man, I can't believe you didn't even want to play as yourself when you were 100. Like,
the
you're
problem
one of
with
a handful
Brett is
of people.
He'd call you up at 3 in the morning and go, hey, you want to play on a Tuesday? What are you doing? Sleeping. He's a beaut.
He's one of one, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We'll see what we put on the polls, see what your reactions were. That's coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
No, I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because...
You must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
things we've got on the polls today. First up, are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? Choices are yes or no, he's the guy. No, he's the guy, with 62% of the votes. But that does mean, I mean, that's a healthy percentage of Packer fans
that are concerned.
That are a little bit nervous.
That surprised me a little bit, yeah.
That are a little bit nervous. And again, I'm not nervous, but I don't blame you if you are.
I'm not nervous. I said because of the Aaron Rodgers contract, what I thought was so debilitating that would hamstring him, the organization, for a couple years. Even if he turns out to not be what they think he is, they can still
work
the cap.
Yeah, this isn't
going
to prevent you from doing anything you want to do.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to prevent you from, you know, let's say Lucas Van Ness blows up in the next handful of years and you have to sign him. It's not going to prevent that. If one of the four wide receivers really emerges, it's not going to prevent that. This is just the cost of doing business in the NFL in 2024.
Yep.
The other poll, are you buying into the Packers' new and improved defense with Jeff Heflin? Yes, buying it, or no, been down this road. Yes, buying it, 73%.
My people.
Come on, people.
Come on. A little premature. Let's get in pads.
Well, I mean, they have been.
They did Saturday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, finally.
For how long? 15 minutes?
I believe the practice was 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Oh. Just one, though,
just
right?
One, yeah, that's correct. Okay. Yes, yeah, just one practice.
Good. We'll see. I'm excited to see the defense.
I am excited to see the defense. I'm very excited to see the defense.
I'm not letting you on the bandwagon when they're top five midseason.
You know, you got to be on earlier. Yeah. I mean,
give us till tomorrow, please.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, Josh, you have to, you know, this is the hype every year.
He is the resident.
How many times can offenses cry wolf in the NFL before I just don't fall into the trap?
Well, one of those times we have to remember it was just because the offense was bad in Green Bay.
Last year?
Yeah. No.
They've been going against Clifford the Big Red Dog.
That's the other part.
Yes.
2 years ago, Rodgers' last season, remember it was like, the defense is going to have to lead us.
Yes, yes.
But the reason was that the offense just was bad. There was no pop.
There was no zip.
It was last year, too. Everybody was talking about how good this defense was going to be and how they dominated in training camp.
They had wide receivers running the same routes from every different position on the field. I'm buying it.
Defenses are ahead of offenses. Again, the defense might be good, but it's not because they had a good week of training camp. Yes. That's not going to be the reason that they're good. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to prevent right now is
gotta
getting excited.
Got to read the signs.
This is the same sign every year. Every single year we do this.
Things are different
now. This is why I hate training camp.
Yes.
But I hate it.
Used to love it, though, back in the day when I played.
Oh, it was
the
best.
Josh.
Those special teams practices.
Stay off my lawn.
I got your back. Don't worry, big guy.
Thank you.
You could actually learn something about a team back then. Not like now. Will the Intouch coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.